Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. We're all about finding that inner zen amidst the chaos of life, right? And today, we're diving into something super important: letting go of attachment. Ever feel like you're constantly clinging to things, people, or even ideas? You know, that tight grip that can leave you feeling stressed, anxious, and honestly, a little miserable when things don't go your way? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's not a good look. But here's the good news. Stoicism, this ancient philosophy that's making a serious comeback, has some powerful tools to help us loosen our grip and find the inner freedom we all crave. Think of it like decluttering your mind, letting go of what doesn't serve you, and creating space for peace and happiness. So, buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways from Stoic wisdom on letting go. 1. Recognize your sphere of influence. This is huge, guys. We often get caught up worrying about things completely outside our control: the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, ugh. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Imagine it like this: you're a powerful captain steering your own ship. You can choose where to sail, how to navigate the storms, but you can't control the wind or the tides. 2. Embrace impermanence. Nothing stays the same forever, right? Everything is constantly changing: seasons, relationships, even our own bodies. Accepting this reality can be a game changer. Think of it like this. Holding onto something tightly that's bound to change just causes you more pain when it inevitably does. Let go, allow things to flow naturally, and find peace in the ever-changing tapestry of life. 3. Practice non-attachment. This doesn't mean becoming emotionless robots. It means learning to respond to situations with clarity and equanimity, rather than getting swept away by intense emotions like fear, anger, or desire. Picture this. You're watching your favorite team play, and they're losing. A Stoic wouldn't lose their cool, blame the players, or let it ruin their day. They would acknowledge the outcome, learn from it, and move on without letting the result define their happiness. See? It's not about suppressing emotions, but rather managing them effectively. 4. Focus on the present moment. We spend so much time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future that we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. Stoicism emphasizes mindfulness, being fully present in each experience. So take a deep breath, savor your coffee, listen to the birds singing, and appreciate the simple joys around you. 5. Seek virtue. This is the ultimate goal of Stoicism: cultivating wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. When we live virtuously, we find inner peace and fulfillment regardless of external circumstances. Think of it like building a strong foundation for your life. The more virtuous you are, the less attached you become to fleeting things, and the more resilient you become in the face of challenges. Now, let's talk about real life. Ever been on a job hunt? You put your heart and soul into each application, but then silence, crickets. It's easy to feel rejected, discouraged, even angry. But what if we approached it differently? What if we saw each rejection not as a failure, but as an opportunity to learn, refine our approach, and keep moving forward? Think of it like dating: you wouldn't take every no personally, right? You'd learn from the experience, adjust your strategy, and keep searching for the right match. The same applies to career hunting: stay focused on your goals, keep honing your skills, and trust that the right opportunity will come along when it's meant to be. So, what are the biggest takeaways we can wrap our heads around? First, remember your power, focus on what you can control. Second, embrace change as a constant in life. Third, practice non-attachment, respond with clarity and equanimity instead of letting emotions dictate your actions. Fourth, be present, savor each moment, and find joy in the simple things. And finally, strive for virtue, build a strong foundation based on wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Listen, you are capable of incredible things. By practicing these Stoic principles, you can let go of what holds you back, cultivate inner peace, and live a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with letting go? What helped you loosen your grip? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, stay calm within and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.